Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
Well, then you get on that on and talk some more. All right. Got it good. All right, we're going to bring our elder in, and he'll tell you all about the fifth day of unleavened bread. Remember, two more days of unleavened bread. The righteous gathering will be Wednesday night. Then once we complete the Wednesday night, they say on that tomorrow, you count 50 days, and it'll tell you about the next feast called Feast of Weeks, which the world called Pentecost. But that's polluted for the Feast of Weeks. We're going to tell you all about it. That's what we're here for. All right, we will find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the fifth day of this feast day called Unleavened Bread, where you meet your elder, where you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say. Elder Mr. Tills, fifth day of Unleavened Bread in session. Yahweh be with you there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Elder Mr. Tibb, well, this is the fifth day of unleavened bread. And like we said, we clear that all feast days start at 7:30. Even tomorrow, we'll be back on the network again. Why? Because it's still a feast day of unleavened bread. We just knew tomorrow will be where we just can break away from this. But we know one thing. This is a feast day. So tomorrow is 7:30. Back on our way for some more. Then Wednesday, we'll be closing out the unleavened bread. So, Elder, what have you got to tell this national audience on part number 5 of unleavened bread? Take your time, you're on the clock. The world is listening. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of unleavened bread. We hope to get everything all turned on up there and all warmed up and ready to go. We're looking at challenges in life. And most of us realize there are challenges or problems in our lives, whether it's work, behavior, or dealing with others. These are all things of mind and body. And the way we take care of these things shows our righteous works unto Yahweh. And looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, 19 says, what? Ye know that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you? Which ye have of Yahweh is not of your own. 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh's. In the voices of the true Israelites, our work is to bring his word unto you as it is written, with understanding, as is said in the book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse number 15. 15 says, for skillful man hears a wise word, he will commend it and add unto it. But soon as one of no understanding hear it, it displeases him, and he cast it behind his back. This is why we try to make you wise unto Yahweh's words, so you can achieve what's written in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse number 5. 5 says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. This is why we always mention these things to you from the Bible with interpretation. You know, many times we mention about what a teacher can do and what a student can do. And that way, we say a teacher can't learn from his students. Why? Because he's giving wise counsel unto his students that is listening. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counseling, possibly learning one day to teach themselves. And you would know this shows well in all the six camps that teach. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and thanking you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. First and foremost, learning about Yahuwah's Word, how to connect to books, your Bible, health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and now have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but guess what? When we have a high day, such as tomorrow or a special event, we do have a class. And all those classes usually start at 7:30. Now, also, we have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, intertribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under Big Lion, you will see some choices. One of the choices would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30. Once again, written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building the school, which time after time I say is very well needed with the misunderstanding that I'm seeing on a daily basis. For a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends with the feast days that we often discuss, including myself. It'll keep you informed throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. When you see the red live button, click that. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can have what we have known as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD by calling that number. Just make sure you give us the right name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you see, he's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us know, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. And if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at after 10:30 p.m. To do that, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you're late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another good note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to discuss any of the on-the-table topics that we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're online with hundreds of thousands of people and listeners wanting to hear the words of Yahuwah. So we can get to that point of learning. I'll turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, exactly. One thing about it, we get up on the long haul in this right here, and like I said again, be back on the airways again tomorrow at 7:30. So got to do it. I mean, when it comes down to Yahuwah's business, he makes it plain in 4:3:28 of Zerat. He said, you can never go far enough. He says, so when you think you're doing something, he said, guess what? He told his old seal, Sarat, to write. He said, Sarat, put this down. He said, sometimes they have a tendency to think they have done all they can. He said, in the 4:3 chapter, verse number 4:3, he said, you ain't done, you can never go far enough. So that means one thing. Whatever we did yesterday, Don't get no credit for that. It's what you do today. And I thought we might bring that in. We might bring it out. No, we might bring that out. Never know. We'll see which way it goes. But what now we're going to see who all will be on stage for the nice episode part number 5. Remember one thing, back on the airway for 5, 6, and 7. 5, 6, and 7. Remember, 7th day will be Wednesday night. And Wednesday night be the conclusion of unleavened bread. Then after tomorrow, then you count 50 days, and that's the next feast day. 50 days, you count. That's what you do, count. 50 days after we complete this, but we got tomorrow and Wednesday to tell you about it, then count. Tomorrow's class, 7:30. Wednesday class, 7:30. Why? Because it's feast day. Unless it's Friday. Now, Friday, all classes start at 7:30 on the network. Okay, good enough. Enough said on that. We go and find out, see where all them young lions at and the mothers and where everybody at. Let's see if we get something going on for another episode, part number 5 of Unleavened Bread. All right, let's see if we go find the young lions and up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Brother Micaiah Israel. Tribe of Yahdah Judah, up and coming, young lion, roaring all the time. Bob Micaiah, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah beat you there, C. Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Sound like that young lion to me. That would sound like to me. Let me see if we get another one of them young lions on the network. Young lion here, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1, Brother Titus, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah be to their seed, Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, seer Israel of seed, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, in my WCC, now, you know, I think about you all the time. A lot of the mothers that you have done the same thing you did to me, just take the telephone out of the system, you know. That, you know, Yahuwah don't like ugly. But the one thing about it, all that gonna come back on you in time to come. The WCC, Latter-day Saints, and Big T. Dolan out there out of the Catholic Church out of New York. When y'all got together and come up with y'all cahoot statements, guess what? It's going to catch up with you sooner or later, no doubt about it. So let's see if we go find Mother D up Israel on the network. Let's see if Mother D up Israel, one of the most out of camp one. Mother E, Mother D, Mother D up Israel. Mother D up Israel. Now, just reach down and grab that shoe and tell them grandbaby. She said, look, grandbaby, let me tell y'all something, grandbaby. Now, you know grandma's on the highway. Now, go somewhere or do you going to meet the shoe heads up, and it might catch you right in the mouth. All right, let's try this again. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahdah Israel, see you.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. All right, let's run around Camp 4, right down around Detroit, Michigan. Let's see exactly, can we get Detroit, Michigan to be participant on stage for tonight's episode part 5? Detroit, Michigan, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Leora, Princess Leora Israel, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Roy. Detroit, Michigan, tribe of Yahdah Judah. See, we want to mute somebody's microphone. We will mute Detroit. Where's your radio station? You do what you want to do on your radio station. One thing about it, if Detroit can't holler in that microphone, I bet she got a notebook pad all spread out taking notes, and that's the great thing anyway. Bob Micaiah, Young Lion Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Luke Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's even get something going on the fifth day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right, and I believe that. I believe the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. I believe that. So we're going to open up with the Young Lion, Brother Titus, in 2 Ezra chapter 7. 2 Ezra chapter 7. Let's look at 9 through 13 and 56 and 57. Let's open up right there. Let's see what we can get out of that. Let's even get out of 2 Ezra chapter 7, 9 through 13. Then skip down to 56 and 57. Let's see what we can get out of that. You on the clock, come on.
Second answer to Seer, chapter 7, verse 9 to 13, verses 56. Second answer, chapter 7, verse 9 reads, if this city now are given for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before it, how shall he receive? Verse 10 reads, and I said, is it so, Yahuwah? Then said he unto me, even so also Israel's portion. Verse 11 reads, because for their sake I made the world. And when Adam sinned, my statute was decreed that now is done. Verse 12 reads, then were the interests of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. They are but few and evil, full of pearls and very painful. Verse 13, for the interest of the elder were wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. Skip out of verses 56 through 57. Verse 56 reads, for while we live and committed sin, we consider that we should begin to suffer for it after death. Verse 57 reads, then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
What did he say in verse 56 again?
Second answer to Shea, chapter 7, verse 56. But while we live and committed sin, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death.
So he says, when you commit sin, you make your mind up on doing it, but you don't even consider that you're going to suffer after death from sinning against your mighty one. It's not even come across your mind that after death, you're going to pay the price after death. So look at this man says that we can read, about Titus. He says something that we can read in Numbers chapter 9. Now, this word Passover means feast in this case right here. Word Passover, in this case, it means speech. Let's see what he says in Numbers chapter 9. With that all on the table, the word Passover means feast in this case. We're going to the 9th chapter, and let's see what he says. He said, we don't consider exactly why we do what we do, but he's saying one thing. When he set this thing down, you think the battle is over with, but now the battle has just begun. We got to figure that out. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat behind that. In 2 Ezra, Brother Micaiah, 62, 1, 2, and 3, can you help me out? I mean, 2 Enoch, 62, 1, 2, and 3. Can you help me out on in 2nd book of Enoch, 62, 1, 2, and 3. Can you help me out there, Brother Micaiah, young lion? What did I say that we can read? He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but in the second book of Enoch, 62, 1, 2, and 3, what did I say there, young lion? Come on.
I got to get, 1 second.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to find out something. See, one thing about it, you know, you can study all you want, but Almighty Yahweh, he'll tell you, yeah, I'll tell you what, there. I want on the table what I want on the table. Is you going to do what I got want to do? Yeah, I'll do it. I got no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that. So in the second book of Enoch 62, 1, 2, and 3, let's see what that say that we can read. Brother Titus, if you can go on
yes, sir.
Real quick. Go ahead.
We had the second book of Enoch, chapter 62, verse. Blessed the man or woman who's in his patience, bring his gift with covenant belief before Yahweh's face, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2, back his word before the time. Yeah. So if the time pass and he do not of his own will what is promised, there is no repentance after death. Verse 3 reads, because every work which man or woman does before the time is all deceit before man and women, and sin before Yahweh.
So he said, read verse 2 again.
Second Enoch, the seer, chapter 62. From his or her words before the time, there is no repentance for him or her. But if the time pass and he do not of his own will, what is proper?
Mm-hmm. Well, WCCM having a problem on hearing. Brother McKay, pick that verse up again.
Okay, we're going to the second book of Enoch, right? Chapter 62.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Okay, the book of, second book of Enoch, chapter 62, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, blessed is the man who, in his patience, brings his gift with faith before Yahuwah's face, because he will find forgiveness of sin. Verse 2, but if he takes back his words before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time passes and he does not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death. Verse 3, because every work which man does before the time, outside the time he was promised it, is all deceit before man and sin before Yahuwah.
Read verse 2 again.
Okay. Verse 2. Words before the time. Verse 2. But if he takes back his words before the time, there is no repentance for him. And if the time passes and he does not of his own will perform what is promised, there is no repentance after death.
So if he take back his own word, so otherwise, if you make a statement out your mouth and so for some reason you snatch that statement back. In the book of Hebrew, a little title called Hebrew there, from Micaiah, let's precept that to the 10th chapter, 35 through 39. So he said, now listen, so if you take back, okay, you will make a statement out your mouth. We're not even reading Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. He said, whatever you come out, to you, out of your mouth, you hold for 100 trillion million years. That's the way he said. But if you take back what you have said, let's see what he told Paul to take to Southern Kingdom in the 10th chapter, 35 through 39. Let's see what he says that we can read. Come on.
In the book of Hebrews, polluted words. For the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. 35 reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahuwah, you might receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul person shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need no precept out of that. Let's see what he got written in the book of Hebrew, chapter 6, verse 6, polluted for Hebrew. Listen what he got written that we can read. Pick up the verse 4 down at verse 6. Might as well make a little shout and kneel out of it. The book of Hebrew, polluted title called Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 4, 5, and 6. But really zero in on verse number 6. What is there that we can read?
Okay, the book of Hebrews, polluted word for the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 4 down to 6, verse 4 reads, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous spirit, verse 5, and have tasted the good word of Yahuwah and the powers of the world to come. Verse 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto patience, repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of Yahuwah afresh and put him to an open shame.
What did verse 4 say again?
Those who were once enlightened and had tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous spirit.
Go ahead. Read again. 5.
Verse 5. And had tasted the good word of Yahuwah and the powers of the world to come. Verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, then they crucify to themselves of Yahuwah afresh and put him to an open shame.
Yeah, that's big talk. We're not going to expound on that. But what he's trying to tell you, don't draw back from this thing. He's letting you know, if you want to taste this good word, that means make sure you give it all you got. Don't draw back from this. Because according to when Paul went to the southern kingdom, he said, now, I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all want to taste this good word, but here's the point. A lot of them around the world haven't tasted this good word. But now they're tasting this good word. But once you taste the good word, he said, and you fall away from the truth of the matter, the truth that we're going to bring that we can read, he says it's impossible to renew that person back in again because you're going to put Yahuwah to an open shame. So keep that in your mind. Don't make a vow out your mouth, then catch amnesia about your vow. Because your vows you make out of your mouth, Yahuwah hold you accountable for 100 trillion million years. That's why in all six camps, we have a testimony of what your final statement, your testimony is. So be very careful. Don't get moved and make statements. You know, like the old saying of the world, write a ticket that your rent cannot pay. Don't do it because it's going to cost you. So keep that in your mind. Don't let nothing hinder you from doing the will of Yahuwah. Nothing hinder you. Because like I said again, it's going to come back up. Now, whoever that's for, I don't know. Like I said again, we just doing Yahuwah's will. We're going back to a young line of Brother Titus, and we're going back to that Numbers chapter 1. And remember, we're talking about peace now. We're talking peace. Now, because we had a lot of calls that came, we missed the first feast of Passover. And how do we stand? Well, Yahuwah always got something to tell you about everything, about what to do if you missed the first feast, which is a Passover. He said you do what then? But then when we read verse 13, it's going to be talking about feasting. It's not going to be talking about Passover. Let's see what the young lion knock it out in grand style. Brother Titus, what can we read in 9, verse number 11, when we get this breakdown, 9, 11, and 12? And let me see you up there in verse 13 and 14. Come on.
The book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablets, chapter 9, verse 11 through verse 13, read. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they should keep it and eat it with unleavened bread with bitter herbs. Verse 12 reads, and they should leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the order of the feast, they should keep it. Verse 13. But the
hold
man
that part.
That is food.
Hold that part. And well, in this case, here we're talking Passover there. So he's letting you know in verse number 10 and 12, we're talking about keep the Passover. And you missed the Passover on the first month. And tell you now you got double up on the second month in verse number 11. But I'm going to be watching you real carefully in verse 13 and 14. I'm going to watch the young lions get in verse 13 and 14 and hammer home in grand style. I'm going to be all ears on you. You're on the clock. Come on.
All right. The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 and 14 reads, But the man that is clean and is not on a journey and forbears to keep the feast, even the same person should be cut off from among his people because he brought not the offering of Yahweh. That man should bear his sin. Verse 14, man if a stranger should adjourn and should keep the feast, the feast of Yahweh according to the order of the feast, according to the matter thereof. So shall he do. He shall have none for stranger or for him that is born in the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what piece are we talking about? What piece are we talking about that we can read? What piece of this are we talking about or dragging their feet on keeping? What piece of this are we talking about that we can read in Exodus chapter 12, verse number 15, and half of verse 16? What are we talking about that we can read there, Brother Titus? Exodus chapter 12, you might as well read just verse 1 to get warmed up on it. Then we'll look at verse 15 and half of verse 16 that'll come on.
The second book of every chapter is the book of Exodus, chapter 12, skip down 15 and half, verse 16. The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake to Moses and Aaron, and the land of Egypt through the word for hard bondage, slavery, saying, skip down verse 15 and 16. 7 days, even the first day, you should put away leaven out of your house. But whatsoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person should be cut off from Israel. Verse 16, and it reads, there should be a righteous gathering. And on the seventh day, there should be a right.
Good. Skip down to verse 17 behind that. Let's talk about that. I need a little bit more of that. Verse 17.
Verse 17. And you, the children of Israel, for in this same day have I brought your army out of the land of bondage, through the word Egypt, hard bondage, slavery. Therefore, should you observe this day in your generation as an ordinance forever.
Mm-hmm. Do we got a timeline in the Bible? Is it a timeline in verse 18? Do the Bible have a timeline that we can read? What does it say in verse 18?
Verse 18 reads, and in the first month, a bid on the 14th day of the month at evening, you, the children of Israel, shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month, Abib at Eve.
So, you make sure you're eating unleavened bread all the way to the 20th of this month. Then when the sun set in, it will be the 21st. So make sure that you're eating unleavened bread now. Because when the sun set in, it will be the 21st. Will be that set, and still, you eat your unleavened bread for 7 days. Make sure you have your nice slice of unleavened bread every day until the feast is over. What's the next verse say?
Verse 19 reads, 7 days should there be no leaven found in your house, but whatsoever eat it, that which is leavened, even that pearl from the congregation of Israel, your stranger, or born in the land.
Mm-hmm. So that means one thing. We clear about it. Just close your mouth. Just walk past your leaven and just close your mouth on leaven. You know, and don't be enticed with leaven eating until the 7 days is up. That's what you do. Until the 7 days is up, just don't be enticed about eating leaven for 7 days. Now let's run to Brother Titus. We're gonna run to Leviticus. Let's stay over here. Forget it. Stay over a little bit more. In the 34th chapter, Look at 1 verse 18. 34 verse 18. Let's be just a little bit. Because, you know, a lot of big dignitaries just don't understand these days, and they are all wrapped up in some Easter bunny rabbits and everything else, and the Bible don't support it. That's all I can tell you. The Bible don't support it. Look what it says in verse 18 and 22.
The second book of Exodus, the structure of the first five books, book to Exodus, chapter 34, verse 18. Exodus 34, verse 18 reads, the feast of unleavened bread should you, the children of Israel, keep. 7 days you should eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you in the time of the month Abib. The month Abib, you come to Egypt, flew the bird for hard bondage, slavery.
Mm-hmm. We're saying verse 22. And after that's over with what? And now, after that's over with, what do we do in verse 22?
Verse 22 reads of Exodus chapter 34. And you shall observe the feast of wheat, of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end.
Mm. The feast of wheat and ingathering is interchangeable. That's the next feast that come after. You complete the 7 days, and on that tomorrow, you count 50. And he tell you in the last two lines of verse 20, what it said that we can read?
Verse 20 of the last two lines of verse 20. And none should appear before me empty.
Hmm. Well, what did he say? So that's what he say. See, what we do is tell you what this man is saying. And that's all we can do is tell you what this man says. See, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Now run to the last verses in 2 Ezra chapter 1. Let's see what the last two verses say in verse number 1. He makes a foul statement in 2 Ezra there, young lion. He says something in 2 Ezra that we can read. So, and I want to see what he said that we can read. He says something in 2 Ezra. He says in the second chapter, he made a profound statement. Now I'm all over the place, and I don't say what I'm looking for. So I'm gonna leave that like it is. It's a statement that I'm looking for. I guess I'll double back with that a little bit later in the broadcast. It's something. Now he done all that tall talking to these children of Israel, and do you got an idea what did they do? After all that good talking was going on there, young lions, can y'all help those see out? It's something they did after all that great big talking that Ezra was saying to them. Can anybody pull old see out on what they said? We can table it to another time. Who wants to take it? Do one of you young lions want to take a shot at it?
Second Ezra.
Something said. Y'all want to take a shot at that? After all that talking that he was saying to them, all I want to know is how did Israel respond to all that tall talking? Who want to help me out? Okay, well, we can table it. We can table it for a minute. I ain't gonna worry about it. We'll table it for a minute after all that tall talking. We'll table that for a minute. Now, let's go let's go to Leviticus 23. Go to Leviticus 23. And we're going to look at verse number 1 and 6. 23:1-6.
All right, the book of Leviticus of the heavenly tablets, chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 6 reads, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, get down verse 6. And on the fifth day of the same month, Abib, is the day unto Yahweh.
Second day. Yeah, start that again. Take your time. Start that verse over again.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6 reads, and on the 15th day of the same month, Abib is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
Right. So again, it's a reminder of that we got to eat unleavened bread for 7 days. 7 days we eat unleavened bread. So that's what we got to do for 7 days, eat unleavened bread. That's what he says. So 7 days you eat unleavened bread. So make sure you eat your unleavened bread for 7 days and all that good stuff. Now, because Yahweh's time is going to run out, Brother Kaya, time is going to run out. And last night was a short broadcast. We left out a few things, but you know the time is running out on all these big dignitaries, whether they know it or not. Time is really running out. And what do we do know that in the book of Malachi chapter 4 is something we know that they need to know in Malachi chapter 4, 1 through 6. Because, you know, they talked about the nuclear bombs and all. Do you know all this thing was told in this Bible all the time about nuclear bombs and everything? Everything was told in this Bible. It's nothing that going on today, it wasn't told by the mouth of the minister spirit to the seers way back 496 A.D. So, Malachi chapter 4, let's take a look at something there, Brother Micaiah. Let's see what it says about this thing is closer than we think it is. Let's see what it says in Malachi chapter 4, 1 through 6. Brother Micaiah, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Okay, the book of Malachi chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 reads, for behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stumbled. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves on the stall of the stall. Verse 3, and you shall tread down the wicked, and 4, they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4, remember you the Torah instructions of Moses commanded unto him in the judgment. Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah, the seer, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. Verse 6, and he shall turn the mind of the fathers to the children, and the mind of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Elijah's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah's dead. How are you going to send Elijah back? Elijah is dead. He said, but spirit of Elijah will be participating in this. And what they will be doing is turning the minds of the fathers back to the families. He said that's going to be the sign of the end times. Once you start hearing that sign is coming. And he said, but it only going to work on those that fear his name. He had his name in there. So that name is very important. He said, those that fear my name. Let's run over to Malachi 3:16-18 and get a little bit more out of that. On to Malachi 3:16-18. What's that said, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Verse 16 reads, then they that fear Yahuwah spake often one to another, and Yahuwah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him or her for them that fear Yahuwah, and that dwell and that thought upon his name. Verse 17, and they shall be mine, yea, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spare his own son that serve him. Verse 18, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him or her that serve Yahuwah and them that serve him not.
Mm. So that's some pretty good information right there. Because he says, now, only thing, now, Malachi couldn't, he was writing about chemical, nuclear warfare. He was writing about all everything in 4:1. Read that verse 1, Malachi 4:1. You mean Malachi was told far beyond our time. Look what he says in Malachi again, 4 verse 1. That he said.
Okay. The book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 4 reads, for behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wicked shall be stumbled. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says Yahuwah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
So you see, Yahuwah saying that it's going to be a time that they're going to just, man, the only thing we know that can do that is that the nuclear bombs and stuff like that just bind you up and everything else. But in the same token, he's going to allow this to happen, and he's going to tell you plainly about something in Isaiah 1 down to verse 4 and 6 down to verse 15. He's going to tell you something, and he's going to tell you something by the mouth of Isaiah. So he's going to allow this to happen. Remember, your only escape is for you knowing what he says, and we're not reading it in this lesson, the 91st chapter of the book of Psalms, when you be able to see the reward of the wicked. So he's telling you, but it's something that you must make a decision yourself. You have to make a decision yourself on something. Let's see what he got written in Isaiah 13, 1 through 4 and 6 down to verse 15. Let's see what we can read there, Brother Micaiah. What can we read that we need to make sure we clear? Because you can watch that one eye saying all you want to, but it's plainly exactly what signs to look for when you read Isaiah 13, 1 through 4, down to verse 15. Listen to this, we told Isaiah in 700 B.C. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 1 through 4 and 6 down to 15. Verse 1 reads, the burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Verse 2. Lift
hold
you
that
up.
Hold that part. The burden of Babylon. What that supposed to mean? Because see, right now we start all the big ziggurat looking back at Babylon. Run to 137. Let's find what Babylon that he talked about that we can read. Just put a marker in there for a minute. What Babylon are you talking about that we can read in Psalm 137? Let's see what Babylon he's talking about. See, in Psalm 137, we're going to see exactly what Babylon he's talking about, because right now you're looking at, well, Hussein and all that kind of stuff. Let's find out what Babylon he's talking about right now that was prophesied in 137. Let's look at verse number 7 and 8. 137, 7, 8. Let's find out what Babylon he's talking about. Just give me, well, go ahead and just, because they do a lot of talking, and we're going to see what they're saying in 137, 7 and 8. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay, the book of Psalms on chapter 137, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 reads, remember, O Yahuwah, the children of Esau and his five sons, pull the word Edom, in the day of Jerusalem, pull the word for Yada, Judah, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Verse 8, O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewarded you as you have served us.
Now just read verse 8. Just read just one line. Verse 8.
Okay. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed.
Good. Right there. Good. O daughter of Babylon. Who is the daughter of Babylon in verse 7?
Verse 7 reads, remember, O Yahuwah, the children of Edom, polluted word for Esau and his five sons, and the day
great.
Of...
Right there. That's the answer I want right there. O daughter of Babylon is the children of Esau and his five sons. Now you see how plain that is? O daughter of Babylon is Esau and his five sons today. That's who the daughter of Babylon is. Right there. So it's already prophesied. And you know what he says about the daughter of Babylon to you, old children of Israel, in Revelation 18, verse 4 down to verse 12. What do he tell John to tell the children of Israel about the daughter of Babylon, which is Esau and his five sons, translated as today, the white man, the white woman? Look what he says to you by John in 96 A.D., the daughter of Babylon, Esau and his five sons, breaks it down in translation, the white man and the white woman. Look what the prophecy says in 18, verse 4, down to verse 12. What does it say, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, the merchandise of gold.
Verse 4. Pick up at 18, verse 4, down to verse 12.
Okay, 18, 4, yeah, 3 or 4, down to 12. I'm looking at the book of Revelation, chapter 18, picking it up at verse 4, down to 12. Verse 4 reads, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, and that you receive not of her plague. Verse 5, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahuwah have remembered her sins. Verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her doubled according to her work, and the cup which she had filled to her double. Verse 7, how much she had glorified, honored herself, and lived deliciously. So much torment and sorrow gave her, for she says in her mind, I sit a queen and am no widow, and she'll see no sorrow and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire. For strong is Yahuwah who judged her. Verse 9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burn. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. Verse 10, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. Verse 12, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple, silk, scarlet, all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood, bronze, and marble.
Mm-hmm. He said he gonna take care of the other nation's favorite color, purple. He said he gonna take care of that purple and red real good at the time upon it. Although he was getting ready to read verse 13, I don't need that right now. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But would you tell him that this battle, he said, in 1 hour. So only way a battle can last 1 hour, that means something that we can read got to happen. Because it takes you 1 hour to dip from south side to the west side to the north side. Take you an hour to do that. So how is he going to cover all this right here that we can read? Let's run to the 47th chapter and look at verse number 4. Look at verse 4. 47 verse 4. Then we'll come back and read 1, 2, and 3. I want to read verse 4 to get some on the table. Then we'll come back and read 1, 2, and 3. Isaiah 47 verse 4, what does it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 47, reading verse 4 and 1 through 3. The book of Isaiah, chapter 47, verse 4 reads, as for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the righteous one of Israel. Verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Verse 2, take the milestones and grind meal. Uncover your lot. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the river. Verse 3, your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yes, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and I will meet you as a man.
I will not meet you as a man. If I'm not going to meet you as a man. He said, otherwise, you're not going to have a fair chance when I come upon you. I'm not meeting you as no man. You think I'm going to meet you as a man? No. If you're not come back, I'm not going to meet you as a man. Verse number 5.
Verse 5. Sit you silent and get you into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldean, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kings.
That's good. Now skip down to verse number 12. Let's read a little bit more. Let's read a little bit more, 12 down to verse 15. So you see, we can watch that one out Satan all we want him. But dealing with end time prophecy on how it's going to be, we can read it, everything from the pages of the book. We ain't got to watch that one out Satan. We know exactly how this thing will unfold because he's already showed to us. And our job for the six anointed camps to be prepared to, when they got an ear to hear, when the floodgates break all out, we be able to send them down and show them. And this is how it's going to happen. But we got to make sure we're in the right position to make it happen for ourselves. Because look what he says over here in verse number 12 down to verse 15. Look what he says that we can read.
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 47, verse 12 to 15. Verse 12 reads, stand now
with your enchantment and with the multitude of your sorcery, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be you shall be able to profit, so be you may prevail. Verse 13, you are wearied in the multitude of the counsels. Let not the astrologers, the stargazers, the money pronosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Verse 14, behold, they shall be as stumbled. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a cold too warm at, nor fire to sit before. Verse 15, thus shall they be unto you with whom you have labored, even your merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his court. None shall save you.
Read verse 13 again.
Verse 13. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly pronosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you.
He said, let your Billy Grahams and your T.D. Jakes and O'Dollars and the guys there in New Orleans, let them see you in a time and when I come down. See, nobody, they don't teach Bible. They teach feel good Sunday. They don't teach Bible. We try to tell you that this right here gonna come to pass. And it makes it plain, Brother Kai, the 13th chapter. Now I need that one down to verse 4, 6 down to verse 15. Now I can stand that. So, you know, a lot of things we teach in this Bible, the world don't teach it. And we reading it on the comment on what it's saying. I mean, 13th chapter 1 through 4. 6 down to verse 15. I don't know what the guy name out there in New Orleans, what the guy name, what is his name? Somebody help me out. What is his name? That talks real. He likes to talk about him and his father on the fishing trips. What is his name?
Well, Osteen.
Joel Osteen, yeah. You know, he get everybody with water eyes on telling the story about him and his father on fishing trips they made. And they just get very happy and they get water in their eyes, he tells stories. But you don't tell them nothing. Don't read. They don't read none of this right here. Let's see what it say that we can read in 13 chapter 1 down to verse 4, 6, all the way down to verse 15. What can we read there? You're on the clock, come on.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 1 down to 4. 6 down to 15. Verse 1 reads, the burden of Babylon, polluted words, Esau and his five sons, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, did see. Verse 2, lift you up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. Verse 3, I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, them that rejoice in my highness. Verse 4, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts mustered the host of the battle. Verse 6, howl you, for the days of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty Yahweh. Verse 7, therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's mind shall melt. Verse 8, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one to another, their faces shall be as flame. Verse 9. Behold, the day of Yahuwah coming, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. The world for their evil, and the wicked for their sin. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Verse 12. I will make a man, woman, more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heaviness, and the earth shall remove out of her place, and the wrath of Yahuwah of hosts, and the day of his fierce anger. Verse 14. And it shall be as the chased wolf, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. Verse 15. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
He says, everyone that joined unto them is going down, because once he starts spraying this Zechariah 14, verse number 12, is all about where you're going to be standing at, see, right, at the time appointed. Now, because when he gets busy, he done told you that Psalms 91, we're not reading this lesson, maybe tomorrow. He said there ain't but one place for you to be, but if you join on to them, the other nations, when he get to doing what he got to do, look what he said, why he going to be doing what he's doing. And this is prophecy, Zechariah 14, verse number 12. What it says, and look at this, what he got written in his Bible. And 14, verse 12.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, this shall be the plague wherewith Yahuwah will smite all the people that had fought against Jerusalem, polluted word, Yada Judah. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
That way he say he's not going to meet you as a man. So you see why he's going to give me 2nd Ezra 13, verse 11, 10 and 11, 2nd Ezra 13, 10. So you see, you have to know that when this, remember when Brother Titus read, this is going to be the condition of the battle. So we letting you know that what you think, all this, what they're going to be doing. He asked them to build all these big nukes and everything else, but all that ain't going to mean nothing when Yahuwah come on the scene. He letting you know that he's going to be able to just look at you, and everything that you got on your body, it's gonna burn up. You see the man saying, so how you gonna shoot off anything? But you still gonna shoot it off, but you're gonna shoot off on the places where he wants you to shoot it at, but he's telling you where you're supposed to be at to receive and see the reward of the wicked. Do you know the place, the safety place for you? That's why I said it's very important for you to take note. I understand you got to walk that one out, Satan. All you got to do is get in line upon the order of the six anointed camps of boys fell to his life. We'll show you step by step how it's going to happen, but you be prepared for it, and don't get the eebie-jeebies, get to jumping around when you see something. I know, because we can tell you how it's going to happen. Now, Ezra said, tell you something right here. In the 13th chapter, and look what he says in verse number 9 through 11. Let's see what he said. Let's see what Ezra said here that was told because he asked a lot of questions. And then Yahweh said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to show you something, Ezra. You know, but all I'm going to bring it out is the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. And the 13th chapter, verse 10 and 11, what it say?
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10 reads, but only I saw that he sent out his mouth had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempest. Verse 11. They were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, the great tempest, and fell and filled with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, burnt them up, every one, so that upon a sudden and innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
Hey, so Yahweh showed him something. He said, let me tell you something, Ezra. You know, they by the time, I know you'll be gone, but boys, them two is like they'll put on table. He said, I showed you exactly what I'm going to do. Matter of fact, read verse 8 and 9. Don't make a little short meal out of it in verse 8 and 9. Let me say in verse 8 and 9. See, Ezra was shown some things. And he said, you know, he said, I wonder who's going to tell the story. He said, don't worry about it, Ezra. You're going to be taken up. But the story's going to be told by the six anointed camps of bosses of a true Israelite. Let me say it in verse 8. 8 and 9 says what?
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 reads, and after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet durst fight. Verse 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lift up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war.
He didn't do nothing. Just look at it with all that power. You see, in matter of fact, let's read one more what he said. This is what he's going to do. See, this book is the greatest piece of literature it is. It tells you exactly, but the world ain't when they'll put this together. You know why? They'll put it together after they hear bosses put it together. Then they get to fumbling around with it after bosses put it together. And then they'll fumble around with it. But we'll read just as it is. Look what it says in Psalm chapter 2 and verse number 4 and 5. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6, and 12. 4, 5, 6, and 12. Psalm chapter 2, 4, 5, 6, and 12. Look what this Bible says that we can read. 4, 5, 6, and 12.
The book of Psalm, chapter 2, verses 4 reads, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Verse 5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and back them his sore displeasure. Verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my righteous hill of Zion. Polluted word for Yahweh. Verse 12. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled, but a little.
Mm-hmm. What do you say he's going to do in verse number 5?
Verse 5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and back them in his sore displeasure.
But what do you think about him right now in verse 4?
Verse 4. He that sit in the heavens shall laugh, and Yahweh shall have them in derision.
You see that? He said, he's just looking at them. Oh, see, the point of the matter, What you saying, WCC? Just get ready to pull a trick on Mother D of Israel, and you think you, I'm going to mute Mother D of Israel. Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Let's run to Michael chapter 4. And we're going to look at something. We're going to look at something and see. Everybody told a story, but you're not going to hear the story told in writing. They don't speculate it, but look what Michael said, 4, 1 through 13.
The book of Michael, the seer, chapter 4, verse 1 through 13, reads, Michael chapter 4, verse 1, reads, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountains, the governments of the temple of Yahuwah should be established. And the top of the mountain, it should be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. Verse 2, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahuwah, and to the temple of Yahuwah, of Israel. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Torah instruction, first 5 books should go forth, out of Zion, through the word Yahdaju. And the word of Yahuwah from Jerusalem flew the word from Yahdah Judah. Verse 3 reads, and he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords and the plowshares and their spears and the pluming hooks. Nations should not lift up a sword against nations. Neither should they learn war anymore. Verse 4 reads, but they shall sit every man on his vine and on his fig tree, and none of us should make them afraid. For the mouth of Yahweh's host has spoken it. Verse 5 reads, for all the people will walk, every one, in the name of his Yahweh, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Read that verse 5 again. Read verse 5 again.
Micah the seer, chapter 4, verse 5 reads, for all the people will walk, everyone in the name of his Yahuwah. And we will walk in the name of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, forever and ever.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a division to me. I mean, if you read that and the six anointed camps don't break this down, that sounds like a division. It sounds like they're going to be able to have their own Yahuwah, and you're going to have your Yahuwah. That's not a division to me. And that's why the voices of the Israelites, we got to be clear about that. That's not a division to me. I mean, it sounds like I see a... but when you precept your Bible, you be able to understand what they're going to walk in and what you're going to walk in. When you precept your Bible. That's why it's so important to understand one thing. You got to get in order and be able to precept your book, but you got to follow instructions. You got to learn how to do it because verse 5 been laying on the table for ever since I can remember, but nobody won't break it down. But I guess old bosses of the Jewish life will break that down for you and make it plain for you when that verse is read. So when you put it back on somebody else, he said, what does it mean? What does it mean in verse 5? Read verse 5 again.
Micah chapter 4, verse 5 reads, for all the people will walk, everyone in the name of his false Yahuwah. And we will walk in the name of Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
Hold on now. You don't need to be putting nothing there or being a parakeet because you got to read like it is because you got to be broke down. Just read the way you see it. Do be broke down because that might not go there at that case, and you got to make sure you're clear on what you putting on the table. So just read the way you see it and let it be broke down. Then you make that conclusion in writing. Just read the way you see it there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Micah chapter 4, verse 5. For all the people will walk, everyone in the name of this Yahuwah, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. He says, but they, everybody gonna sit up on their vine. And he says, what that verse said. Let's see what that verse said. Five. He said, everybody, they gonna walk in the name, and all the people should walk in the name of his Yahweh. And we will walk in the name of our Yahweh. See, we know what that means. That's why, I tell you, what you see is small, capital, what it means. But now here comes the breakdown. Now, he says, now, for all the people should walk, everyone in the name of his Yahweh. Now let's go break that down. Let's run to Psalms 82, verse 6. Let's see what he's talking about. Now let's go see what he's talking about, what the people's going to do. See, this is talking about in the future. See, you don't know your position. You don't know your position until it's told to you to have to understand you got a position, but your position can come in the future because you have lost all knowledge of yourself. But look what it says over here, and we can read in Psalms 82, verse 6.
All right, the book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6 reads, I have said you are Yahweh, and all of you are the children of the Most High Yahweh.
He said, I said you, Yahweh, and you the children of Yahweh. So I'm told you children, that's who you is. So when, and this read, generation thing, you will be in your position and they're going to see you as 10, 34, and 35. See, that's what it's saying. They're going to walk in their Yahweh. And guess what their Yahweh is going to be? Guess who the world's Yahweh is going to be? Yes, yes, yes. You, the ones that make it. You're going to be what they're going to call you Yahweh. Because you're going to be the Yahweh of the world, and that's the way it started, but you went off into paganism, captivity, and you lost your way. And that's why he came back 1,000 years again to tell you the same thing in the 10th chapter, 34 and 35. So when you read that verse over in Michael chapter, when you read Michael chapter 4 verse 5, the people's going to walk in the, it says, for all the people should walk, everyone in the name of his Yahweh, because that's what you will be once you understand your position. And he's going to tell you right here in the 10th chapter, 34 and 35. What do you say?
The book of Job, beloved Job, chapter 10, verse 34, verse 35, read. John chapter 10, verse 34. Yahweh the Son answered them, it is not written in your Torah instruction. I said, you are Yahweh. Verse 35 reads, and if he calls him Yahweh, to whom the word of Yahweh came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
See that thing right here? So you're the one going to be called a Yahweh at the time appointed. All the nations that make it understand something. The closest Yahweh they're going to get to is you. So they're going to call you Yahweh. But you know you've been appointed this position by your Yahweh. Because the world saying one thing. Yahweh chose a people to be this position. And the people he chose were the children of Israel. And he made it plain in Acts chapter 10, verse number 30. What he says in Acts chapter 10, he made a statement in Acts chapter 10. See, that's why when you read that verse, that's talking about your position in time to come. They're going to call you because we're going to show you what you're going to do for them to get that position in a minute after we go read 10, verse number, Acts 10:35. What do 10:35 say there, Brother Titus? 10:36. Make it, you get down 10:36, 37.
All right, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36, verse 37, reads, Acts chapter 10, verse 36, the word which Yahuwah sent unto the children of Israel, teacheth peace by Yahuwah the Son. He is Yahuwah of all. Verse 37, that word I say, you know which was published throughout all Judea through the word Yada Judah. It begins from Galilee after the baptisms with John teaching.
Mm-hmm. So when you read that verse, that is called future on your position, and that was, and the ones that make it, they gonna call you that. And also, now to make it plain, let's go to Isaiah. Let's make it plain. See, if whosoever makes it, whosoever make it that we can read, let's see, whosoever make it that we can read in the 49th chapter, let's see what it says in verse 22 and 23. Isaiah 49, 22 and 23. Now listen to this. Now you tell me who do this happen? You watch all that One Eye Satan television, right? And you know when you see this, it must be somebody that's around. 49, 22, 23 says what? Read the way you see it.
Isaiah 6, chapter 49, verse 22 and 23 reads, thus said Yahuwah, behold, I will lift up my hands to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, that they shall bring their sons in their arms, and your daughters should be carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23, a king should be your nurse and father, and their queens your nurse and mother. They should bow down to you with their face towards the earth, and look at the dust of your feet. You shall know that I am Yahuwah, but they should not be ashamed that wait for me.
So you know when you bow down, when you know they got a little thing going on and on now. When a big dignitary is coming to poke you, you put that ring out. Don't you have to bow down? And so you know that's the high. That's because you bow down to the Pope, and he put that ring out, don't he? You get down on that knee, and he put that. You don't have no problem. Put that ring out. And you kiss him on that ring, right? Anything will happen to you. See that? But now those that don't perform this and have that. And call you by your name, Yahuwah. And this is what he says is going to happen that we can read. See, we're going to, in the 60th chapter, verse number 14. Let's see what it says in 60, verse 14. See, we tell you how it's going to happen. That's why we tell you, when we tell you in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3, make no league with your habits in the land, because sooner or later, When the more you learn this, the closer Yahuwah is eating at the door. The more you learn this, see, the more you learn it and the world know this. So that's why they're going to do everything to keep you away from learning this truth. Because they know the more you learn it, Yahuwah got a timeline, and we're going to get ready to read in a minute by Bob Micaiah in the 7th chapter of Revelation. We're going to read some of this timeline and tell you, we're going to tell you something. The more you learn this, the more Yahuwah is getting closer to look at his father and say, is the numbers right yet? No, because he's not his father. Is the numbers right yet? He said, no, here's the more teaching they got to do. Look what happened in 60, verse 14 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 14 reads. The son also of death that afflicted you shall come bending unto you. And they, and all they that despise you, shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet. and they shall call you the city of Yahweh. And Zion, blue word, Yada Israel, of the righteous one of Israel.
So you don't you only bow down to kings or big dignitaries, but Yahweh said, I told you, you Yahweh. So you see what the nation's gonna do? They're gonna bow down to you. And in Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel, and this is what you're gonna do for them. You know the one that. But wait a minute. But what he said something else. Let me go back. I need a little bit more of that now. He said they're gonna bow down to you, but wait a minute now. What did he say in verse 12? I left off verse 12. I forgot about verse 12. Thank you, Brother Micaiah. Thank you for reminding me that I left off verse 12. What did he say in 60 verse 12?
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12 reads, for the nation of Jesus that will not serve you shall perish. Yea, those nations should be utterly wasted.
You see that? So those that don't bow to you in the future, he said, he will give you the power to just utterly destroy them. And ain't no trials, ain't nothing. If they don't bow down to you and play it according to what he says over here in Isaiah 60, verse 12 and 14, if they even have their eyes go in the corner when you're talking, then you got permission to take them out. See that theory? You did it right there. So that got you got to be a Yahweh with all that kind of power. So that's what it means by it. So when you read that Micah chapter 5, verse 5, the only Yahweh the world's going to know is you. And you're going to know your Yahweh that put you in there. So that's why you just don't jump in there and put in false Yahweh. There ain't nothing false about that. That's all good. So that's what I'm saying, Titus. In this case, the Yahweh would be you. And you got to understand your Yahweh is the one that puts you in that position. But the closest, but whoever make it out of the nation, they got to see you exactly as Yahweh. So when we read verse 5 again, because this is what you're going to be doing in Ezekiel. You're going to be doing something in Ezekiel that we can read. What are you going to be doing in Ezekiel that we can read there to put you in this position? And Yahweh going to tell you something, you know, in the book of Ezekiel. Brother Titus, he's going to tell you something. And we can read in the book of Ezekiel that we can read. You know, I ain't comment on nothing unless you can't read. I'm commenting on something and we can't read it. Look what it says here. In the 47th chapter, verse 22 and 23. See, here it is right here. See, here it is right here. Isaiah 47, verse 22 and verse 23. What it says we can read?
The book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 22 and 23.
Yeah, what it say?
Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 22 reads, and it shall come to pass that you shall divide by not for inheritance unto you, and to the strangers that should join among you, which should be your children among you, and they should be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you above the tribes of Israel. Verse 23 reads, and it shall come to pass that in what tribe the strangers should join them, should you give him this inheritance,
then Yahweh. You're going to give them their inheritance. So what that make you? That got to make you an overseer, and then you a Yahweh. They going to give you, they going to come to you and ask, set up my thing at? See? So that make you Yahweh. So that's what it means. So let's read one more time with that understanding. Now let's go back and read. Now we be able to break that verse down to others in Micah chapter 5, verse 5. Now let's read it again with that understanding. So that's why you won't put that word that you put in there last time, because now you see it. See? Now you see what it's talking about. It's talking about in Micah chapter 5. See, once you in order, you know, that means Yahweh got you in order. And then the ones that do make it, they going to be in order. Now, what we read that verse 5 it again?
That was Micah chapter 4, verse 5.
Okay. 4-5. Read 4-5 again.
Micah chapter 4, verse 5, read. For all the people will walk, everyone in the name of this Yahweh. And we will walk.
But Yahweh going to be who? The children of Israel. That's who all that makes it, make it. They, Yahweh, are going to be the children of Israel. So that's how you insert it in there. So when you read this verse now, you read just right here. He said, but they, I mean, what is that? What that verse said? For all the peoples, that's the 17 nations that make it. They all of whatever scattered part make it. We'll walk everyone in the name of his Yahweh. His Yahweh gonna be children of Israel. That's the point we make it. You don't know what's all waiting on you because you have been beat down all your life. But Yahweh is telling you, when it's all said and done, that's why he told David to write, I said you are Yahweh. You are the children of the Most High. So if your father is Yahweh, what that make you? See? If your father is Yahweh and you the children of Yahweh, what that make you? Okay, well, you want to burst WCC, I'll give you verse. Let's go to Brother Micaiah. Give me the Chronicles 28, verse number 8. Give me something. To show you exactly who you are. If your father is Yahweh, whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. So now in 21st Chronicle 28, verse 8, can you hear me out? Brother Micaiah, can you hear me out in 28, verse 8?
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and the audience of Yahweh, keep and seek for all his Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that you may possess this good land and leave it for inheritance for your children after you forever.
But what did he call the children of the children? What did he call the children? What did he call them that we can read?
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, now therefore in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh.
Congregation of Yahweh. That's what I need. So you was already told that you the congregation of Yahweh. Because your father is Yahweh. So that makes you children of Yahweh. So the nation, and he tells you plainly that in Joel 27, what did he tell you in Joel, Bob McKay? See, let me get the elder and bring the elder and get this closing statement in. See, you know, time just gets away. But see, that's why we got to be able to go in this Bible and take care of his business. Remember, the more you take care of business, the more you can activate the return of Yahweh. Now, that's all we're going to read when we come out back out the break about some things that Yahweh is, you know, it's a status quo, and that's it. Look what it says in verse 27, or 227, what it say?
The book of Joel.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 2, verse 27 reads, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else, and my people should never be ashamed.
See, I'm your Yahweh and none else. So now do you understand that in 4-5? See, I'm your Yahweh and none else. See, the other 17 nations do not have the Yahweh that you have. The closest Yahweh they don't get to is you once you come to the knowledge yourself. That tears everything up right there. So you the Yahuwah, same one. I'm gonna come back, Brother Makai, with the fifth chapter of Wisdom of Solomon. So do you understand what the man trying to take? See, once you come to the, and give me a Thomas chapter 3, but Titus had me that waiting on me, Thomas 3. So now listen. See, once you understand who you are, the world closest Yahuwah they're going to get to is you. So when we read 4 verse 5, they going to walk after their Yahuwah. You thought they're going to have, no, ain't going to be no more division. No, division's over. The closest Yahuwah is going to be you to them. And Yahuwah will put you in that power. That's why he says, I'm your Yahuwah and none else. No, you're not going to never hear this talk nowhere. See? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's bring our elder in and let the elder tell you about this broadcast. Because, see, trying to get away so fast when you're having fun, bringing out who you really are. See, if you understand that what you're debating or even saying anything to anybody about, when you know what's awaiting you once you come back to the knowledge of yourself. Once you come back to the knowledge of yourself, all this ball is mine. The world's going to bow down to you. We read that. They're going to kiss the feet of your sandals. You're going to give them a possession of where you want them to be at. If they put their eyes in the corner, Yahuwah will give you the power to cut them on the head. And that's it. No trial, no none. See, all this power waits on you once you return back to yourself. And the world know it. The more we come on these broadcasts, the more we organize all over this world, they know one thing. That's going to activate the end as they come to knowledge. And we're going to read that in that seventh chapter. It's only so much got to happen in Revelation chapter 7. See, we all over the place, but I'm telling you something, C-Ray. We have the answer. It's up to you to organize and get with the six anointed captains. Because we can tell you exactly how it's going to happen, your position, their position, where you're going to be at, how you're going to see the reward of the wicked. We can tell you all the whole story without looking at that one eye saying one time. Just looking at this good book. It's up to you. We're going to bring our elder in and tell you about this ministry, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. I guess in my first statement, in my opening, everyone should have a good idea now what it means when a teacher does his counseling unto his students. In the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verses 35, 36, and 37, speaks a little bit more about that. In verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but have one counselor over 1,000. 35, be willing to hear every Yahuwah discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind be on the ordinance of the Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instruction. He shall establish thine mind and give thee wisdom at thine own desire. So we know there is a history of the world past and the world present. And that history we know from our birth and to our death. But this word will stand forever, because we came to this ministry to hear the words of Yahuwah, and we welcome and thank all of you for attending our ministry, learning how to connect the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is done because you have not. This is information you came to seek and now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not having a class usually on Tuesday unless we have a high day like today or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, right on the search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, right under Big Lion, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And donations to this ministry also is appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the right, correct name and the address. You will promptly receive your DVD. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can see, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Sigarman, and answering many memos, and now even in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and choose the program that you will late log in into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, doing the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk, as most of you know. On Pell Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelite, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding his shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. If Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, one important note, when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly. Remembering we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners for the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Israel, you know, did time get away because we just got, it's just so much Yahuwah's word to be put on the table. And just a breeze that go past. Because, see, it's so much we have to. That's why this ministry, although it's hundreds of thousands on the network, but it's aimed for the six anointed camps. Once we in order, we can activate the return of Yahuwah. But we got to be in order. Teaching like that verse we read in 4 verse 5. Now, we going back to 4 verse 5 and watch young Titus up and coming teacher just knock it out the box. Come on back to 4 verse 5. See, that's the game changer. See, now, we know what we know, and that's why we have to have our better halves to rehearse the righteous act with us, because that's what we are. But Brother Micaiah, why don't you 2 Ezra 6:54. See, we have to know these things to be able to get to these verses. And that's why we, our better half got to get in order with us, because what says in 6:54, what can we read in 2 Ezra 6:54?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 54 reads, and after these, Adam also, whom you made Yahuwah of all your creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom you have chosen.
You see that? The one he's chosen is us, Israel. So if our father, Adam, is Yahuwah, and we the sons of Adam, what that make us? Now you see how plain that is. What that make us? That make us the one he chosen, the children of Israel. So what do that make us? Brother Micaiah?
Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. So that's why the better half got to see us as Yahuwah, because we're rehearsing the righteous act. In time to come, the whole 17 nations going to see us as Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now you, it's nice. Young Lions, is this nice?
Hallelujah.
See, that's why we have the rehearsal in the families where you look at me and see me as what Yahuwah say I am. I'm Yahuwah to you. And one day, once we get this thing right, the world going to see us as Yahuwah. But you know what they see us as now? They see us, give me a wisdom of Solomon 5:1. Let me show you what they see you as now. Come on, give me that, Brother Micaiah, give me wisdom of Solomon 5:1. Let's read a little bit of this. Then listen to this. Let's see, everybody trying to figure out, well, wait a minute, how they figure this thing out? We thought we had them where they just was, but look what he told Solomon to write in 5:1. Let's read a little bit, come on. Wisdom of Solomon 5:1.
Okay. The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5:1. Verse 1 reads, then shall the righteous man and made no account of his labors.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. When they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they looked for. Verse 3, and they repented and groaning for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometimes in derision in a proverb before.
Hey, look, we know we had them down. We know we had them put everything in front of them that it's going to take 100 trillion years to get out Monday. No, see, right. No, see, right. We coming out from under now. That's why we tell you got to get in order, sitting on the cast. You got to start from within. The better half got to see you as Yahweh, because that's what you're going to be. Now give me my Titus. Give me my Thomas 3. Give it to me now. Titus, give me that Thomas 3.
All right. The Gospel, the Covenant of Thomas, chapter 3 reads, Yahweh the Son said, who leads you say to you, lo, the kingdom is in heaven. The birds of heaven will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is in within you and outside you. And when you know yourself, then you will be known. And you will know that you are the sons of the living Father. But if you do not know yourself, then you are in poverty. And you yourself are that poverty.
See? And then go to St. John 10, 34, 35. You see the man is saying, see, if you know your, find out who you are, then you out of this poverty. Because that's why it's going to return, but you got to know who you are. That's why you got to rehearse it. Start at your home. When your better ass see you, they must see it 37:12, a Yahweh name. It's written all over the book. So when all said and done, the nation's going to see you as that. But right now, they think they're going to pull some off on you. And that's why they're getting so nervous now with the 6 and 9 camp getting this together. Like it said over there in the 40th chapter, well, 23 verse 40, somewhere over there in Jackson, he asked Eliezer, he's what you see? He said, I don't see nothing. He said, my son Ishmael, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing either but mountains. He asked Isaac, what you see? He said, I see a black man in a crowd with some big black feet hanging out. Oh, see, once we get the six anointed camp to see this Bible, stop talking in front of this Bible. This Bible got all the 1-2 punch. To take the heads off the 17 nations, all we got to do is read some of it. You see your position once you come back to know who you are, keeping them feast days, Sabbath days, wearing them fringes, be able to go in that verse over there in that 4 verse 5 and break that verse down. It ain't going to be no division. They going to see you as Yahweh. Ain't no division. Once we get in order, they going to see you as my Yahweh. Because we got a Yahweh over us. But they're going to see you. That's close to Yahweh. They're going to get is you. And that's why you got to rehearse the righteous act in your family. When your better half see you, she got to get start getting in line and see you as Yahweh man. Makes sense to me. What are we reading?
We're reading, I'm at John the 10th chapter, verse 34 and 35.
Yeah, what does it say?
All right, write your beloved John, chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Read, Yahweh the Son asked them, it is not written in your Torah instruction. I said, ye, the children of Israel, are Yahweh. Verse 35, read, and if he calls them Yahweh, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
You see the man saying, scripture can't be broken. Six and nine at camp, you are Yahweh. So you got to rehearse this right to say. Brother Micaiah, Revelation chapter 7, 1 through 4 and verse 9. What's this supposed to mean?
Okay, the book of Revelation. chapter 7.
1 through 4 and 9.
Verses 1 through 4 and 9. The book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 reads, "And after these things I saw four ministering spirits standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree." Verse 2, "And I saw another ministering spirit ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahuwah, and he carried with a loud voice to the four ministering spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea." Verse 3, "Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahuwah in their foreheads." Verse 4, "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the nation of Israel." Verse 9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palms in their hands."
You see that? Nothing now. Once we hear it like that, then there it is with that Christianity jumps in, and we get hard. We get with the world jumps in and says, "See that? Although y'all gonna leave, then we come with you." See that? See, that's what happened with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what happened to you, right? See, Christianity
mm-hmm.
jumped in right there, and we are the six anointed camp. Let Christianity jump in right there, and they'll jack you up every time with that verse.
Mm-hmm.
Read verse 2 again.
Verse 2. "And I saw another ministering spirit ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahuwah. And he cried with a loud voice to the four ministering spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea."
Mm-hmm. So he had a seal. And he had a seal. So he been sealed something. So what is the seal? Now back up to and preach up your Bible to Isaiah 8, 16 and 20.
Yeah,
well. So you got to be clear what the seal means. And all you got to do is look around the world. Look at the seal is. Isaiah 8, 16 and 20. What's the seal?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 16 and 20. 16 reads, "Bind up the covenant, seal the Torah instructions among my followers." Verse 20, "To the Torah instructions and to the covenant, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them."
So you know they're not getting a seal. They're keeping Sunday, Lord God, and Jesus. So you know the world don't have a seal. So they're not going to have a seal. They're going to be, when he kept them, they'll be keeping Sunday, Lord God, and Jesus. The seal is the Torah instruction. The seal is them fringes. So we clear he only died up the one that got the seal. So the one that had a seal is the nation of Israel. So the world is not going to get that seal. They're going to keep Sunday, Lord God, and Jesus till he come back. See? So you see that talking about you that got that seal. But he said in verse 9, all nations. Read that verse 9 again. Now see, this world, if we fall off right there, we get into the Jackie Gleason hummer, 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 hummer. When they put verse 9 on you. Read verse 9.
The book of chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. Verse 9. Verse 9 reads, "After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands."
Now go to Revelation 12:12. So you see, you know, that's why we got to come now. But we're not going to come when we keep on dragging our feet on this understanding. He ain't going to allow you to have this thing by being a cameo. You got to be able to deal with this thing. You know, the closer Yahuwah the world going to get to is you. The closest Yahweh you better have gonna get to is you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be clear. This is the condition of the battle. What do we read? Revelation 12:12.
The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12. 12 reads, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know that he has but a short time.
That's it. So they know they can see when you get this thing right, the devil's here, because he know the more you learn this, that time is ticking, read a little bit more.
Verse 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child.
Good. Back at the verse 11. Back at the verse 11.
Okay. Verse 11 reads, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, covenant. And they loved not their lives unto the death.
So all the way you overcome this day, you have to know what this man's saying. See, you have to know what this man's saying. And when you go to that verse 9, with that verse 9, by all nations will be sealed. Let me show you how you break that down with no problem. See, we got to be able to go to this book, no chucking and jiving, and just go to Brother Titus 21:24 Luke. See, look, we talking about the ones that are out of every nation upon the sun. Read the way you see it. Just the way you're seeing it, and just break it down yourself. Luke 21:21.
All right, Luke chapter 21, verse 24, read. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and should be led away captive unto all nations. And Yada, Judah, blew the word for Jerusalem, should be tried down of the nations until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
And the Gentiles is getting closer and closer the more you learn. The more you learn the word, it's getting closer and closer. See, Raya? But you're the one going to be in every nation upon the sun. See, they right there written in Luke 21:24. You will be led captive in every nation upon the sun, the children of Israel. So that's why you kept you now in Cambodia, everywhere, and wherever the language it is you're speaking, that's where you at. But that's on Israelite over there. So when you read verse 9, they're going to come out of every nation, but they're going to be scattered in every nation. Give me Amos chapter 9:9-10. Look at this 8. My title. 9:9-10.
All right, book of Amos. The book of Amos. Chapter 9. Amos chapter 9, verse 9 reads, for lo, I will command and I will shift the house, nation of Israel, among all nations, like as corn is swift, yet and not all upon the earth. Verse 10 reads, all the sinners of my people, Israel, shall die by this war, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us.
So who are in all nations? The children of Israel. Prophesied in Deuteronomy 28:61 in a closing statement. Look what it said in 28:61. It was already prophesied that was you going to be at sea, were you? So the one to come out of all nations, you don't mess around and be Jackie, Greece, and Holland, Hummer, Hummer, Hummer. You just, the all nations is talking about you that is scattered to every nation to be there to receive this word. And then once you understand this word, then their time is getting shorter and shorter. That's why you must learn and be obedient in the Torah instructions for Yahweh to activate you. You be part of 144,000 teachers that got to be released on this world to take care of this world. It was already prophesied in 61, Deuteronomy 20:61, and closing statement out. My Titus.
All Wait a second. All right, the fifth book of the Torah instructions, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 61 reads, also, every sickness and every plague which I've written in this book of this Torah instructions of the first five books, then will Yahweh bring upon you till you be destroyed.
Verse 64.
Verse 64 reads, and Yahweh shall scatter you, the children of Israel, among all people, from one end of the earth, even as the other, and there to you, the children of Israel. So, sir, false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even will you know.
Verse 25.
All right, verse 25 reads, and Yahweh shall cause you, the children of Israel, to be smitten before your enemies. You, the children of Israel, shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them and shall be removed unto all kingdoms of the earth.
Now you see that. So when you jump down and read that Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, the all nations is talking about you.
Hallelujah.
Brother Titus, you stood tall again and grand style, young lion roaring. Soon later, old Captain gonna get it, gonna get ready to throw down some grand style too. Old Captain, Joseph. Time to get ready to throw down. No fumbling around. Time to throw down. But tight, closing statement until we get back on again tomorrow. Remember, broadcast back on tomorrow at 7:30. It'd be the 6 day of the feast, unleavened bread. Back on the airways at 7:30 tomorrow. So, but Titus, you got to close the statement. Come on.
All right, Psalms 126, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 126. When Yahweh turned again the captivity of Zion, flew the word Yada, and we was like him that dream. Verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they, among the heathen of the 17 nations, Yahweh have done great things for them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. One of them young lions, up and coming, teachers out of Camp 1. He getting ready to get on that battlefield. But he got to get in that battlefield on the word of Yahweh. Now, Brother Micaiah, go ahead and knock out that Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Knock it out the park. You on the clock. Micah chapter 4, verse 5. What does it say?
Okay. Going over here to the book of Micah. Pull that up. Chapter 4, verse 5. Okay. The book of Micah, chapter 4, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his Yahweh, congregation of the children of Israel. And we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever.
So the world gonna see you as they not gonna see you. Give me that. Come on back to that Wisdom of Solomon 5. See, right now they trying to figure this thing out. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5. Let's read a little bit. Let's read 1 through 5. Let's see what God written in 1 through 5.
Okay. The book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5 verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him and made no account of his labors. Verse 2, when they see it, they should be troubled with terrible fear and should be amazed at the strangeness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they look for. Verse 3, and they repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit shall say within themselves, this was he whom we have sometimes in derision and a proverb of reproach. Verse 4, we fools accounted his life mad and his end to be without honor. Verse 5, how is he numbered among the children of Yahuwah? And his lot is among the saints of the congregation of the family of Israel.
Excellent. Excellent. You see what's going on here? That is a damn right, see, right? How did we let them slip out from under us like this? You see? The time, the gig is up, y'all. All we waiting on, fixing on the camps, to be able to get in order. Get in order. Yahuwah gonna intervene. Now what got to happen? Revelation 11:11 got to happen. Matter of fact, read 8 through 11. What got to happen that we can read? Revelation chapter 11, 8 through 11. But what we at right now? What got to happen? Come on.
The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verses 8 through 11. 8 reads, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, polluted word for Mezarim.
Hold that point. Who dead bodies supposed to lie? Who is these dead bodies? A precept there real quick in Baruch chapter 3, verse 4 and 28, and come right back. Who dead bodies gonna lie in every place around the world? Who are these dead bodies that we can read? Baruch chapter 3, verse 4 and 28. And what we got to do to get right? Come on.
Okay, the book of Baruch, chapter 4 and 28, verse 4 reads, O Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites and their children.
That's right. Verse 28.
But they were destroyed because they had no wisdom and perished through their own foolishness.
Verse 28. What don't tell you how many times you got to seek him. What verse is? Well, I am that verse 28.
You say how many times you got to seek him?
Yeah, somewhere in there. In that fold, it's not in 28. Well, you got to seek him so many times behind that.
Yeah, that's in 4:28. Baruch 4:28. 28 reads, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahuwah, so being returned, seek him 10 times more.
Mm-hmm. And who he telling to do all that to in verse 4?
Mm-hmm. The book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 4.
3, verse 3. 4.
Oh.
Yeah, 3,
okay, 3
4.
Verse 4.
Who we telling the guy to do all that seeking 10 times more? Who you telling that to in Baruch 3, 4?
The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, O Yahuwah Almighty, you, Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children.
Ain't that something? So this thing, old dead Israelite, he got to come. You got to come on, old dead Israelite. You got to precept this Bible and get the family in order, and Yahuwah will intervene. Now, come on back to that Revelation chapter 11, 8 through 11, and the closing statement. Come on.
Okay. The book of Revelation. Chapter 11, verses 8 through 11. Verse 8 reads, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, polluted word for Mezarim, where also our Yahuwah was crucified. Verse 9, and they of the people in kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the grave. Verse 10, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two seers tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered them.
What do you mean by the spirit of light got into them in 2031? What spirit of light got into them? And they stood on their feet. You say, well, if that spirit of life get in you, you will stand on your feet. What is that? 2031 of St. John. What that spirit of light is that got to get in you to stand on your feet? 2031 of St. John and close the statement. Come on.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 31. 31 reads, but these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
So the word of the four letters got to get into you. Then you're going to stand up in his program. Yahweh, Y-H-W-H. That got to get in you. Yahweh. Bob McKay, until tomorrow at 7:30, you're on the clock for your closing statement. Excellent again, young line. You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for allowing me to meet the seer in life to be able to learn his word. Thank you, Yahweh, for giving me a wife and children to raise for him. Thank you, Yahweh, for our elders, for our mothers, for all our teachers at VOTTY. Thank you, Yahweh, for all the brothers and sisters that attend VOTTY in the Six Anointed Camp. I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 99, Yahweh reigns. Let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Verse 2. Yahweh is great in Yadah, and he is high above all the people. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's the young lions out of camp number one. We got young lions in all the camps, too. But you're hearing the camps out of camp one. I'm saying one thing, Steve, right? It's up to you. Keep the peace days. Keep the Sabbath day. Get in order. Get in order. Get them fringes on. You want Yahweh to intervene? Get the Yahweh right. YHWH. That man that lay his head on the pillow, that's a 3712 Yahweh man. Rehearse the righteous act, 5, verse 11, and judges. Call him Yahweh. That's who he is. And one day up the road, you're going to hear where the whole nation of Israel is called by the other 17 nations. They're going to call you Yahweh. And that's in lesson number 5 of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So we see how it's going to happen, see, right? It's up to you. Get in where you fit in at. Learn this word. Understand one thing. I told you, you are Yahweh. You are the children of the Most High. You got to conduct yourself at like that and show forth his praises. His praises by knowing who you are and get in where you fit in and thus says Yahweh. And remember, in the 43rd chapter, verse 28 of Sirach, and you never can go far enough. I tell you in Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3, make your body a living sacrifice. It's a big calling, a big job got to be done. It's going to be done through the ministry of voices of a true Israelite. Because there's no part in this Bible we're not supposed to be able to break down and give it to them in the raw on how it's going to be. And how it's going to be, if we in order, Yahweh going to intervene. Until we recognize that we got to have our fringes on, and we got to understand what is written in this Bible and do it. Let's say Latter-day Saints. Well, I don't want to talk no more. That's enough. If you keep talking, I'm going to catch you in something. No, we do talking. You can go on country radio broadcast off like you cut off Mother D.F. Israel. So you can go and do that. So one thing about it, Yahweh be with you all. Remember one thing, tomorrow at 7:30, we'll be back on the network. to remember, it'd be the sixth day of the beast. The sixth day. The seventh day is the righteous gathering. That Wednesday night is the righteous gathering. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because it's all about Yahweh's business. Remember, the feast is Yahweh's feast. Our job is to have it open in all six locations of Yahweh. It's been a pretty good lesson tonight. And then we'll say, you go to Pal Talk. And any questions or comments, Elder, Mr. Tibbs will be right there in Pal Talk room. You can go there and get all, you know, anything you want to know. He got it down pat on tape number 94, feast, the fifth day of the feast. So it's up to you. Our job has come. And then what we did yesterday, got nothing to do today. You got to keep moving forward in Yahweh's word. But remember one thing. We must get in order. All right, WCC, you can turn your station off. We'll get back on tomorrow at 7:30. Yahweh be with you all. We'll stop it right there, and Yahweh be with you all. Keep talking, sir. We're going to catch you something. No, you don't catch me nothing. You can catch me some more words. I'm be talking now. I'm the mothers, the elders, the young lions, and the other camps. Yahweh be with you all. Yahweh be with you. In return, for be Yahweh bless you. All right. Shalom.